your number one hit station in town.
This is a Vicious Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got weight. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so sick.
On a very over gas Friday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Soleil. Thank you, my queen, for joining us yesterday. Family, be sure to get our new EP, the Dawn EP, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those that like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are streaming live on the iHeartRadio, also on Spotify. And speaking of adventurous, this very captivating, talented singer, songwriter, Lord have mercy, Rael, new two-song EP, solo, featuring the hit single and video, Cinderella. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Rael. Mike Queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey. Hey, Teddy, what's up?
Oh, everything is everything. I'm glad you took the time to join us this afternoon. And congratulations on the EP, and I've had an opportunity to see the video. You did a fantastic job, and I wanted to ask you, number one, who came up with the concept of the video? And the cinematography was done excellent.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. So I came up with the concept along with the director, Diego Cruz. We decided to tie the storyline together between the two records on the EP. So just to backtrack, I put out a two-single EP. And a short film visual for both of the songs. So the first song is Cinderella. So we decided to take that storyline and just kind of run with it. And the visual that you saw actually just ties it all together. It's the one big story. So, yeah, that's basically the gist of how we came up with it.
Now, the quick overall, do you feel like that you left anything out? You think you could have added something, I guess, to give it a little bit more extra oomph? Or are you completely, I don't like to use the word satisfied, but were you satisfied with the overall finished product?
No, I think that's a fair question. I was super satisfied with the final product. I think there was one scene we ended up cutting out, and even with that scene cut out, it still told the story in a great way. My whole purpose in kind of putting that storyline together was more so to, tell a story, because I love to, you know, get people involved in what's going to happen next, or just get people interested and related to the story that I'm telling. So essentially, like, Cinderella is about, you know, a woman who obviously is looking for love. And in the record, it talks about how she's kind of like waiting for her lover to come around. But towards the end of it, she's kind of like, forget that. Like, if you don't come around, like, I'm leaving. I'm good. I'm still like a queen. I'm still a princess. And then it kind of pivots to Playa, which kind of is her on the scene. She's kind of testing the waters out and saying, hey, like, I can be okay being solo. Or single, and solo the name of the film and the project, and still be okay.
Well, let me ask you, you know, I've always been a stickler for lyrics and also transparency. Had at any time have you ever experienced your own Cinderella moment?
Yeah, of course. I write, all my writing comes from experience, and sometimes it's exaggerated, and sometimes it may be pulled from other people's experience. But I know when I wrote Cinderella, I was definitely in a situation to where my partner wasn't really in the same place that I was. And I feel like sometimes that women, we want to wait, or we want to kind of like see if they'll come around. And that was just kind of like a song to say, hey, like, the clock is ticking, and if you don't get on board, you're going to miss out.
It's very challenging to be an artist and be so driven and then still manage to have a personal life. And being an independent artist is a double-edged sword. How have you managed to kind of stay even keel or manage both, where you're able to handle your business but also have somewhat of a personal life?
See, that's really the difficult thing, the balance. Being an independent artist obviously means, like, you're not only creating the music, which is a long process, you're also helping to create the visual and spearheading that. You're also scheduling your own stuff. You're also finding opportunities for shows. You're also finding opportunities to, like, speak, you know, for interviews. On top of that, you're your own marketing team. Social media has definitely made it easier to do, but all of those are like 8 jobs. So it is super, super hard to have a personal life. And I'm not one that, there's a lot of people who are super social. I wouldn't say like I'm super social. Obviously, I like to be around people and I am social, but I prefer to kind of sit in my own spaces. And I think that's just probably like tendencies of an artist. But when I do have a chance to kind of grow in my personal life, I definitely take that on full force, because it does fuel you and your music. I mean, at the end of the day, we're artists and we write about life. And if you're not experiencing life, then you really don't have much to write about. So that's kind of how I look at it.
You know, social media has been so advantageous. I mean, a really vital part for all artists, whether you're independent or signed to a major label. And what I'm finding out now via social media, once you have listeners or supporters who take a personal interest in you because they have adopted you, they love your music, they want every aspect of who you are as an artist. At some time, can it be at some point where it'd be a little bit too much sometime, where they want to know a little bit too much?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. Honestly, the internet, whole nother beast. But people are more interested, obviously, in the person. And hey, if you do music and it's good, then that's a bonus. But obviously, they're interested in who you're dating. You know, a lot of them interested in fashion and just everything that has nothing to do with music. I think for me, I'm a super private, low-key person, so I kind of just keep it to the music and the creativity. But I definitely feel that really putting yourself out there on the internet does help a lot of artists, but also there's a ton of artists who it's just not in their personality. So that's the kind of battle or struggle I feel like a lot of artists have.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, you know, say I'm an artist, I want to stick strictly to the music, and then social media, you get the listeners and supporters and quote-unquote the fans, I like to call generic fandom, and they want so much of you, and it gets to a point where it's like, you know what, I didn't sign up for all this. At the end of the day, I'm an artist, but also you're a brand too. So how far have you kind of sat down with your team and put together a plan as far as how far reaching or how extensive you would like your brand to kind of outreach as far as maybe fashion, movies, small screen, big screen? Have you sat down and really put a plan together as far as what you want to do within the next 4 years?
I know personally I want to build off of my brand into businesses and brands that are helpful to A, people of color, and B, the youth. I know that that's something that's been on my heart. Obviously, you know, most people, I feel like they go, oh, let's do a makeup brand, or let's do a, I don't know, a hair brand. But I think for me, like, I do have some nonprofits that I want to start. I really want to get into starting like a marketing agency to help up and coming artists to really, really promote their stuff like on a high level, not just kind of like, yeah, here's a, you know, a quick boost here, but more so like really, really pushing them to the level they need to be. I have a background in marketing, so that's like just one thing that I enjoy doing. Other things I'm passionate about, just like very natural, like products, like maybe for facial products and stuff. So those are businesses that I know that I want to start and build off of my brand. As far as sitting down and probably creating a complete plan, probably not there yet, but I'm definitely working on it.
You know, I must admit there are times that can be somewhat jaded towards today's music, because a lot of the music sounds the same to me. And I wanted to ask you, what separates you? How would you describe yourself as an artist? And what makes you different than what we're hearing now on today's radio?
I would definitely say that hip hop is the new pop, right? So the trap soul, like those genres are like really prominent. I think for me, I'm super R&B, like 90s vibe all day. I also, in my records, always make sure I have really prominent melodies. I realize some records nowadays don't really have a lot of backgrounds or melodies. It's kind of just one-liners. For me, that musicality is super important, like the sound and the vibe. And the music that I create and I aspire to continue creating with on a higher level is more so I want it to be something that can help heal people in a way to where it's like the sounds are just so like calm and nurturing. Like it really puts people in like a good mood. So with me, like my melodies, I definitely try to keep them in that realm. And I believe it reflects like true R&B versus like the trap and hip hop that's really prominent right now.
Right. You know what? I want to step back a little bit on something that you said earlier. It really made me open my eyes, because it's very rare that I hear a lot of artists speak about this in today's music, storytelling, because I feel storytelling is one of the most essential parts of being a great artist. And I think storytelling is one of the missing aspects in today's music. So it made me feel good to hear you say something like that. For your storytelling, I mean, how have you seen yourself as far as growth as a songwriter over the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. And mostly because not only am I able to write the lyrics, I can sit in my home studio and really put them to the beat and to the tempo and really hear back what I'm actually doing. I think it's super important for artists to learn how to track their own vocals, to have their own equipment. I mean, even in situations now like Corona, when studios are shut down, what are you going to do if you don't know how to really track your vocals? So I would say within the past 2 years, I definitely sharpened those skills. Cinderella and Playa were both recorded in my apartment in Harlem, and you wouldn't even be able to tell. So I would say definitely being self-sufficient to be able to create the music on your own if outside sources would not allow it at the time.
Now, you definitely have to be prepared, you know, and it definitely resonates with your music. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. for being joined by this super talented Rael. We get into, the, of course, the new hit single, Jumpin' In Coin, with a fantastic video, Cinderella. So let's get into it. Here it is, Rael, with Cinderella from the EP, Solo, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Invitation will be taken up on as soon as the world decides to open. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope we can meet in person soon.
Oh, very much so, my queen. Hey, You know, I forgot to ask you one question. I know they're going to get on me if I don't ask this. If Y.L. could get in a time machine right now and go back 6 years, what would you tell the Y.L. 6 years ago? What would you do? What were some of the things you would tell her to help her prepare for this journey in music?
Oh, I would tell her to relax. Relax. It's a slow movement. And I think back then I was just so anxious and so ready. I didn't really get to sit and really experience the things that I was doing. And I also didn't get to really strategize and think about where I wanted to be. So I would tell her to relax and just keep working and just be you. Show the world you. Don't try to be like another artist or compare yourself.
Well, my love, you're doing a phenomenal job. The camera loves you, and you love the camera. Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Keep striving.
Wait, you sound a little bit like Barry White. Has anyone ever told you that?
About a half a million times. But that's all right. That's my mentor anyway. So, hey, as long as everyone is happy with her.
Do you think?
Do I think? Yeah, I do. I do. I've had people.
Yes. Oh, I knew it. I gotta hear you. I'm coming down there. You're gonna have to sing something for me for sure. For sure.
Right, oh, don't get in trouble. Don't get me in trouble. But hey, whatever you need, don't hesitate to let us know and stay sweet and be safe, okay?